Sun fade along Half Moon Bay, California. Still holding your hand. Farmlands, fruit stands, and cows by the sea. Highway 1 curves round like the rings of a tree. California. Still holding your hand. Please remember. Don't you dare forget. Please remember. Don't you dare forget. Four states and one day to drive back home, California. Still holding your hand. Please remember. Don't you dare forget. And dust, trees and leaves are tender to decay and rust. California is still holding your hand. Somewhere deep down there, I wish you the best. Inside me, somewhere, I wish you happiness. California is still holding your hand. Don't you dare forget. Please remember. Don't you dare forget.
and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and I'm speaking with Andy Dunnigan, the vocalist and dobro player for Lil Smokies, who are playing at the Paradise Cedar in Paonia this Friday. Andy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
The band formed in 2009, and you were one of the original founding members, and this was in Missoula, Montana. And you guys started out, as many bands do, playing in, you know, local venues and house parties and things like that. Then, you know, things progressed. When did you know that you were going to be like a real band and quit your day job and all of that good stuff?
That's a good question. I guess it was just kind of a sequence of events. But I think the competitions really kind of started that train of thought. Northwest String Summit, we won that band competition, and that was kind of the first indication that it could be, an occupation, or just, you know, because that was our first time kind of playing out of the state. Really, we were starting to write original music, and we won that band competition, and I think from that point we kind of. The nugget was formed, sort of, or the seed started to germinate. Like, oh, maybe we could do this. And then I think it really came to life when we won the Telluride band competition. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had kind of already pretty much quit our job, day jobs, so to speak. But Telluride kind of reinforced. I always say, you know, it was almost like it was reassurance. It made us not feel as delusional as maybe this is, you know, this could be a reality.
You're like, people really like us.
People really like us. Maybe we're, exactly.
You're getting ready to put a new album out pretty quick here.
That's right. As soon as we get back from Winter Wondergrass, we're going straight to Whitefish, Montana and recording at Snow Go Studios, really incredible studio in Whitefish up in the mountains. Up there, so we went there before we came out here and kind of did some tests, some demo stuff, and it sounded really awesome. So that album will be out in the fall, and we're really, really looking forward to that. Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, it's been a big year for you. You played a lot of venues and bigger venues, and then you won a prestigious award at the International Bluegrass Music Association's Momentum Awards. You were named the Momentum Band of the Year. Are you guys feeling all that momentum right now, or does it kind of just feel like it's been building steadily the whole time?
You know, I think there has always been this like slow, steady incline for this band, but it all kind of culminated last year, and I think we really did feel like we had a ton of momentum last year. I don't think it's really curtailed at all right now. I think it's building. But yeah, I think they were right to surrender us with that award, because we definitely did have a hell of a year. But that was still kind of surprising to be in that sphere, the International Bluegrass Music Association. It's kind of more a traditional bluegrass oriented festival, and I think I'm not sure if we're quite we don't consider ourselves traditional at all. You know, we're kind of, you know, cultivating a new take on an old genre, just like a lot of bands are doing right now. So that was cool to see kind of the IBMA's embrace a more kind of progressive modern band like ourselves.
Yeah, so you've been playing this style of music for several years now, and like you say, you're not doing in a traditional way. You're definitely trying a bunch of new things, but you probably met a lot of people who've been playing it for many years, and the music has a long history in this country for sure. Is there a story that you heard about the music, or an artist, or the tradition of this genre of music that really made an impression on you or surprised you, like a story that you could share?
Yeah. I mean, one just off the top of my head, it's not the greatest story, but it's an example of that. Pete Warnick, you know, he was a banjo player from Hot Rise. He's been kind of they call him Dr. Banjo. He's kind of a really revered banjo player. And, you know, Hot Rise was a really awesome traditional bluegrass band for so long, and still are. So Pete Wernick was, he was at one of our IBMA showcases. And, you know, and I remember, you know, when I first started playing music, I learned a lot of his, like, instructional DVDs and stuff. So I was kind of, you know, and I know the banjo player in our band was, we were just, like, couldn't believe he was there. And he loved our set, and, you know, he was just talking about how a lot of the kind of purists, they don't like, you know, what we're trying to do, you know, in a way, like I was talking about earlier, it's like we're doing a new twist on an old genre. So a lot of people don't really understand that, but it was cool to hear from him. He really loved what we were doing melodically and, you know, complimented the songwriting. And then we saw him a couple, like last month, we were back here doing some pre-production for the album, and he remembered all our names, asking how we were doing, and he said he's been following us, and, you know, it was just really cool and really, I don't know, it's really inspiring and just kind of incredible that your heroes actually end up becoming people that you work with and listen to you and end up being your fans of yours, you know? It's just kind of a full circle moment.
I think about that a lot because we have a bluegrass show here at KVNF called Pickin', and we have some young women who started DJing for that show and playing a bunch of newer stuff and more progressive stuff, and even a little bit more women. They start playing more women on that show, and stuff that maybe some people would think of as being more in a folk genre too. Occasionally they'll throw something in there like that. And we had some guys who've been listening to the show forever, and they really are stuck on the traditional stuff. Like, it really bothers them that these ladies are kind of stepping out of that tradition in a way. You know, what do you think of that, I guess?
I just think that music is supposed to evolve just like anything. I mean, I think bluegrass is kind of in its adolescent stage as far as it's just now starting to, you know, branch out a little bit. You know, as far as like rock and other types of music, you know, you see so many different subsections and subgenres and of rock and roll and all these other music. So it's kind of funny to me that people think bluegrass is supposed to just be stationary as far as its evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's going on right now is really beautiful, and there's a lot of, there's, you know, the Punch Brothers and Green Sky and Infamous String Dusters and all these bands that are just incredible, and they all have played a lot of traditional bluegrass music, you know, a lot, you know, to, you know, and they get a little, you get a little tired of it and you want to push it further, and I think that's how it's supposed to be. So I think I would love to be lumped in that category of just, and you know, trying to get it exposed to more people too, because I love the compliment at the end of the show when someone comes up and they're like, "Oh man, I really hate bluegrass, but I love you guys." You know, and that's to me, that's everything.
Yeah.
Then if maybe we plant that seed of, you know, just for that one moment, like, "Oh, maybe bluegrass isn't that bad." I mean, then we're furthering, you know, maybe they'll come back and check out some traditional bluegrass music and find that it's not as bad, you know. And so I think to just be closed-minded and say that all, you know, any kind of progressive bluegrass is not good. It's just, I think it's just being really closed-minded.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Andy Dunnigan. He's the vocalist and dobro player for the Lil Smokies, who are going to be playing at the Paradise Cedar in Paonia this Friday. I read a couple of articles about you guys where they describe you as being really nice. Like, you get that description, just they're really nice people.
Oh, cool.
Which I think, you know, that's great. That's a great reputation to have.
Yeah.
But do you think there's any correlation between sort of being nice and making really good music?
I think so. I mean, especially being in a band, like, you have to listen. You have to have patience. I mean, if there's one thing that being in a band is about, is compromise, sacrifice, and patience, which are all great qualities, I think, in good, nice people. You know, and have sympathy empathy, you know, to be understanding, and to listen. You know, those are all things that you hopefully look for in a friend. So I think we are really nice people.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, having all of those qualities too adds to the experience. It certainly would make you a better writer if you can tap into human feelings in that way as well, which I definitely think your lyrics are really about feelings. I mean, they're not, it's not, almost every song to me has a real kind of sweetness to it, a sweet story behind it.
Yeah.
Something sentimental or, you know, are you mostly the writer, the lyrics?
Yeah. Yeah. And I went to school in Missoula. I was at the university and I studied English and creative writing and really into poetry, and I never actually finished my degree, but by the end of my endeavor in academia, I started playing music a lot more than I ever had, and playing a lot of gigs. So it kind of worked out where I wasn't singing at that point in time. It took me, I moved to California, chased a girl down there and kind of got my heart broken, and came back with something to say. I guess I finally started singing, you know, and that kind of bridged the gap between, I was, you know, writing a lot of melodies on guitar and dobro, and I was also writing a lot of words, you know, with my poetry background and writing. So when I came back home, I kind of started, I guess I just felt the need to start singing. Mm-hmm. And so that was really important. It opened up a whole new universe for me, and then, you know, the band too, because prior to that we were a cover band basically, and then we started to write originals and people responded to it. And I think writing with authenticity and about feelings and about the human experience always, it always works really well, because people can tell when things are authentic, you know, I think pretty quickly.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about a few of the songs. I wanted to ask you about the song Decades. I think mm-hmm. that was the first song that I heard of yours, and I love it. Can you tell me the story behind that song?
Yeah, you know, that one's kind of a more ambiguous one, almost intentionally ambiguous. The lyrics are kind of about two different people that like I lost kind of in 1 year. It's kind of about missing home, missing the people that you love, you know, and they kind of get ripped from your life so suddenly. So that was one of the first songs I wrote. And, you know, at that point there, it was so therapeutic to write that, you know, and to sing about it, you know, and I think that's what I was talking about. People really responded to that.
Turns to cold and wakes from dreams of engine steam. Still, she lies like a plastic figurine. Another decade gone, failed in vain. A city stained in a warm spring rain. Close your eyes, feel the warmth setting in. No place to start, nowhere to begin. Tell you everything, and we'll dance to the fiddle and the silver tambourine. Another decade gone, failed in vain. A city stained in a warm spring rain. Close your eyes, feel the warmth setting in. Place to start, nowhere to begin.
That was Decades from the band Lil Smokies, who are performing at the Paradise Theater Friday night. I spoke with Andy Dunnigan of the band earlier this week. I asked him about his song Might As Well.
That one's more, that one is has kind of a narrative the whole way through, and kind of a storyline about, that was my experience with my girlfriend down in California, and kind of coming to terms of driving around, and it's kind of a storyline from the must moving from Montana to California and realizing that I missed Montana. But, you know, you gotta might as well go down to California and try it out was always what she said. And I really loved that idea of you never know until you try. So I did. I tried it out. Didn't work, but I still have, you know, you don't harbor any regrets for experiences like that. In fact, thank God I did that because maybe I would never have found singing and writing and all this would have never worked out. So
we moved along the western front through broken towns and thriving cities. She turned to me and tried to speak. Knew there'd be no convincing. And something changed in the way she smiled. She had a smirk like Mona Lisa. She became to me a mystery. It's like trying to make sense of the ocean. Mine is where she told me long ago. You never know. Mine is where she told me long ago. You never know until you try. In the canyon bar, sang karaoke to the strangers, and I still get chills. I probably always will whenever I hear Tiny Dancer. Mount Israel, she told me long ago. You never know. Mount Israel, she told me long ago. You never know. Till yeah. Healing all this feeling, it seemed the louder all the voices grew. My patience waned and the veil it lifted. Mount Israel, she told me long ago. You never know. Mount Israel, she told me long ago. You never know until you try.
broken towns and thriving cities. And she turned to me, she tried to speak, knew there'd be no convincing. Might as well, she told me long ago, you never know. Might as well, she told me long ago, you never know. Until you
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, with an interview with Andy Dunnigan of the band Lil Smokies. You can catch them performing at the Paradise Cedar in Paonia Friday night. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thank you for tuning in.